כמו גדול לישראל, וזוכה תרבי חסיון ובשלמי. I'm amazed and continue to be astounded by the longevity of many Gedolei Yisrael. And perhaps I'll just, by way of introduction, by way of preamble, attempt to, in my own limited, humble way, explain why there was zochet to Rabbi Chisya ben Bishon. The first person I'm going to speak about, and Rabbi Olshan Shlita is much more qualified to speak about him than I am, HaGoyim Avraham Amidan Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva of Shalomim. I met him probably between 5 and 10 times in my life. And every time I spoke to him, I saw the fire of Torah, unbelievable ish of Torah that he radiated. To me, he was a regal personality. And perhaps only Rabbi Olshan Shlita has an awareness, because I think you learned in Shalabim under his aegis, if I'm not mistaken. His dress was aristocratic, rabbinic aristocracy of the highest order. I imagine some of you may have familiarity with how very distinguished rabbis dress. I'm not one of them, but he was unquestionably that sense of a prince, a regal prince, an aristocrat. That's what I saw in front of me. Every conversation I had with him, the first thing he spoke to me was, what am I learning? And what chiddush do I have to offer? So the Gemara says in Megillah, Adav Chavches, that twice in Shas, the Gemara discusses Arichos Yomim, those who were zochet to longevity. One of the statements the Gemara says, B'yomai lo halachti dal ramos b'lo Torah b'lo tefillah. I never walked 4 hours without involvement in the study of Torah, without wearing tefillah. That was HaGoyim HaRav Amidan Zatzal. What amazed me about him, and this was partially my connection with him, he was also a Rav Tzvai. He was a chaplain in the Israeli army, in Tzal, and he had the ability to somehow bridge different worlds, which to me has always been my model. The model to me has always been someone who's able to travel in a number of circles simultaneously and do so in an exquisite fashion. And that was HaGoyim HaRav Amidan. He was the mechaber of a number of svarim, Aninyan Yitzdaka, Maisim Sofim, Hilchos Malachim. I think he wrote a sefer on Masechet Tzemura, if I'm not mistaken, as well. Whenever I saw him, I said to myself, he represents the epitome of Man Malki Rabbanan. Whom are the real Malachim, the real kings? Talmidei Chachamim, great Talmidei Chachamim, people of his stature. I found him to be a very inspiring person. There was a sense of royalty about him. He was just royal blood coursing through his veins. That's what I saw. And I heard, and this I am not familiar with in an intimate way, he was a Talmid of HaGoyim HaRav Yashiv Zatzal for decades. He had a connection with the Gedolei HaDor, and he was someone, in the last years of his life, I was told by my oldest son, who lives in Har Nof, he learned by Smada Atzuma when he retired. He was just sitting, shocked, a Shakta Mufa. He was probably, as a number of his Talmidim have told me, in the best of Slobodka tradition, literally out of Slobodka, Gadlus HaOdom. Such a dignity about him, such a refinement, such an aristocracy. So I came to the Maskana, my simple Maskana. He was Zeich Tarichas Yomin, because Lo Holach Dal Amos, below Torah, he was literally Kulo Torah. Yehi Zichro Baruch was a tremendous tremendous personality, and someone who really was an unbelievable model for those who were zochet to learn under him in Shalabim. And unquestionably, he's a model for all of us to really emulate. I'm not going in any order. The second person I will discuss, whom I also met a number of times, was a Rav, Dr. Avraham Tversky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Of all places, where did I meet him? In Teaneck, New Jersey. Many times I met him in Teaneck. In Rabbi Adler Shul, Rabbi Adler Shlita, the Rav of Renan, contemporary of mine. And he used to come to the 6 o'clock minyan. I davened at that minyan with Rav Mickey Mark, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Hashem Yimkom Davo, who was the executive director of our yeshiva. We were Yedidei Nefesh. So we used to start at the 6 o'clock minyan. And then that minyan was a bit on the quick side. Baal HaBatim going to work, understandably. No talking, a beautiful minyan. But a bit quicker than what I'm accustomed to. And then I noticed that I usually came before 6 to start. And Rabbi Tversky, Zatzal, was there as well. He continued with the second minyan. And I noticed he finished with the third minyan. Every time I saw him, he davened in 3 minyanim. Why is he davening 3 times in 3 minyanim? And I decided to scrutinize his behavior a bit further. And I noticed that he davened very slowly. And so it took him basically 3 minyanim. He davened with such kavana, with such power, with such charisma. I was a little bit frightened of him. So he is the son of the Hornsteipler Admor, one of the great Admorim, Hasidic Admorim. His mother was the daughter of the previous Baba Merebi. What a yichus. From Gdolei Yisrael. And those who know the Tversky family is a phenomenal mishpacha. I've met a number of Tverskys. One of them you probably are familiar with, Hagoyim Amir Tversky Shlita, a Rebbe at Yeshiva University, Yisrael Chanan, who was a cousin of this Rav Tversky, Zatzal. And I was a roommate of Rav Meshe Tversky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Hashem Yimkom Davo, in Rav Yisrael Chanan. And the Tverskys had this uncanny ability also to bridge different worlds. He was not only a psychiatrist, but a psychiatrist of great renown, who traveled the world, who testified in so many different venues. I was told he was the mechaber of more than 80 books, 80 svarim, on kamat every topic imaginable that are the hot topics of today. All these self-help books, I read a number of them, but I think there was one common denominator that I saw to him. He wrote a lot about self-esteem, which is what all of us are trying to hopefully achieve, a recognition of who we are, of our identity, of the uniqueness of our personalities, of our distinctiveness, of our Tzelo Elokim. He was a Simcha Dika person, Molei Begodei Simcha. And he wrote about that as well, about happiness. Marital issues, he was a Mumche Godel. I was told by someone yesterday, he was even a fan of comic strips. Peanuts. I'm not so familiar with that. And he authored 2 books with the creator of Peanuts, Charlie Schulz. Mind-boggling. Probably he was most well-known for being the expert on addiction, all types of different addictions, and alcoholism. Major, maybe the world's foremost expert on these topics. But what I saw about him, there's no stira between his chassidish garb, the shtreimel, the kapota, And the ability to interact with the secular world, a psychiatrist, an author, an absolute giant. So, when I wanted to quantify his Arichas Yomim, Baruch Hashem, he was also Zochet Arichas Yomim, the maskana was, the Gemara says, Chazal, someone who says, there are those who say Perek Shira, his entire life was an odyssey of Shira to Hashem Yisbarach. Peals of praise. He resolved so many issues and he addressed so many thorny, volatile, complicated issues from the perspective, from the vantage point of an outstanding Talmud Chacham. And he was an outstanding Talmud Chacham. He left a tzavah. No hespedim. It was in Beit Shemesh. The Levaya. What should they do? They should sing a nigun that he was mechaber, that all of us are familiar with. I love that name, Abbas Nefesh. And who used to come to the Shmuzin? Who were our fellow classmates? Dole Ador came to those Shmuzin, including the Rosh Hashiva of Kamenitz, who was older than the Mashgiach. Hagoyin of Yitzhak Shoina. He used to sit right in front of Hagoyin Rabbi Sharon Stern. Who else was there? Hagoyin Rabbi Shifursky Zatzal, who walked all the way from Harnof, and a few other goyim. I said, what am I doing here? He was warm, incredibly friendly, outgoing. If I were to characterize Yitzhak Shoina, there's only one pasuk I could use. Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabes es ha'ava, u'naharis lo yishtefua. He was a chetza of Abba. He loved every single person in Klal Yisrael. He was bursting with love. Such a varkeit, such a warmth. I never saw anything like it. I met a number of Gedol Yisrael. Probably Briskis. Kalta Litvax. Icebergs. Not Rabbi Yitzhak Shaina. How are you? Shalom Aleichem. What can I do for you? How can I help you? Every single time I met him, that was the response. I didn't learn any comments. I'm not a philanthropist who gave money to Kamenitz Yeshiva. I just chanced upon the scene to hear Hagoyin Rabbi Sharon Stern. And by the way, Yitzhak Shaya was on the case. Born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Steel Town, USA. I don't know if it still is. Went to public school. His father was a tremendous machnas oreach. But he never went to yeshiva. Public school. And at one point, clearly, there was a strong interest in going to a yeshiva, and he became a Talmud in Yeshiva Sabi Yitzhak Ochanan. So, that's about the only area of commonality I had with him. Since we don't come to his toenails, his kasulayim. And later on, he became a Talmud of Agoyin, Rav Shlomo Hyman, Zag Bibrocha, and married into the covenants of Mishpacha, a granddaughter of Abach Ber, the Birka Shmuel, or as our rabbi would say, Abach Ber! Rabbi Shreiber told over the following story. I was debating whether I should say it or not, but I will say it. He was a boy in Pittsburgh, in shul on Shabbos morning, and two balabatim had a fight. In shul. When I was a youngster growing up, there was, I dabbled once in a shul that had no rav. There were fights every Shabbos. I loved going there. It's the most exciting shul I've ever went to. So there's a fight in shul between two balabatim. And one of them hit the other one. He was so upset and so angry, he hit the second balabas. And tragically, the second balabas passed away. He died. The person who hit him was in such a state of shock, he couldn't believe it. He went through such tsar. And guess what happened to him? He also passed away. Rav Shaiman said, he saw that as a little kid. He decided, I will never get angry my entire life. And that's all I saw from him was a perpetual smile. Calm, composed, mole simcha, unbelievable. After Rabbi Shaiman Stern was nifter, he started saying shmuzin. In Karnas Yeshiva, I heard a number of them. It was a different style. It was not a musindika kind of approach. It was more pshat oriented. I'm Sukim Chumash. He was a giant. He was Zaylat Abir Siyam Bishon. It's clear why he was Zaylat. Mole Ava. Loved Klal Yisrael. Loved every single Jew. How can he not be so at Tabit Zion and Vishon? Yehi Zichroi Baruch. Hagoyim Rav David Mishul Halevi Soloveitchik. I'm not qualified at all to speak about him. But I have a connection, a little bit, with another brisk, his cousin from Boston. And what I'm going to do is share with you, even though Ain's mom, he was like a Tariq Silam Mishon. I met him once, and I stalked him a number of times in Gula. My brother Abar David told me, he spoke to him once, and Abdullah screamed at him. Classic whisper. I decided not to speak to him. I didn't want to be screamed at. I want to tell you a little bit about Brisk. He was Zeicher Tariq Yisrael Mishon. Came out 100 years old when he was nifter. Why? Poshut. doing this the way students in yeshivas and kibbutz. Kabeir sovicho v'yasimecho l'man yarishun yomecho ala adam asher Hashem alakem alayzimloch. People running up to schoolers. You know schoolers? All kinds of schoolers. There's a schooler that's written in Chumash. Where? Honor of your father and your mother. A schooler written in the Torah. Isn't that amazing? And if you are mechabeg your father and your mother, you'll be zoyeh tabich zoyeh nishan. What does that have to do with the Hagoyim of David, Bishul of David, Alei Salavetchev? The one time that I was going to speak to him, but several times I heard him speak, every time he said, "What's on the tachy is off?" What did my father say? His father was a Briskolov, the uncle of Rav Salavetchev from Boston. What would the Tata have done? Everything was the Tata. Brisk is founded upon Masir. They don't deviate from the Masir, not one iota. The Briskolov came down to Israel, available, that's all. Much of his family was Achmal al-Muslim, murdered in the Holocaust, came without a wife. Who was Mishamish him? Who took care of him? Who cooked his meals? The Gemara says in Kedushin, Al-Tarfo treated his mother with such derecherets. Whenever she wanted to climb into bed, he would bend down, she would climb onto his back, into the bed. And whenever she descended from the bed, she would descend on him to reach the floor. So the Chazal said to that Gemara, Nachlam Adal from the base, Al Chatzi Kibbut Avalein Adayin Olegat. He didn't even get to one half of what Kibbut Avalein is all about. I'm not right now discussing Rav Soloveitchik's pshat in that Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says, also in Kedushin, he heard the footsteps of his mother right away. He stood up the yard because he saw the Shechina, the divine presence. And Rabbi Yochanan was an orphan, was a yosef from his parents. And what did he remark? Happy is someone who never saw his parents. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Since it's impossible to be mekayem the kibbutz avalein properly, and the child's going to be punished on account of that, better not to have seen it. Hagoyim Mishum David Alevi Salavetchev, his kibbutz avalein was astounding. Kach shamati from Talmidim of his, older Talmidim of his, who was still alive when the Briskolov was living. And I believe that's the source of his Aruchos Yom HaMishnah. So now, I'm going to share with you, to give you some taste. I don't know how much time I have. I was going to describe the Briska methodology, but I don't think I have time to do that. But I want to share with you a little bit about Briska. Again, not the Briska of Boston, but the Briska of the Briska of and Rabbi Shulman David Alevi in Salvation. There's a Talmud of Abdullah Salavetchev Zatzal, a Rav Mela Shlita, who's written extensively about the Briskolov and about Rav David, his Rebbe. His father, unfortunately, is also Nifter very recently. So a lot of what I'm telling you comes from that. And from my knowledge of Brisk, which would take a bit of time, but I'm not going to just share with you a number of small vignettes relating to Brisk HaRav and relating to Rav David Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzaddik LeBracha. We cannot imagine the Yiras Shamayim of this family. We have no hasaga of what it's all about. Rav Soloveitchik from Boston, that I know, once said about his uncle that he did not know how to do an aveira. And I said to myself, what's so difficult? Because his uncle, every pore in his uncle's body was Mother Yiras Shamayim. The Beis Halevi was Yadua. There was such a fear, such a fright of doing an aveira. He saw himself in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach, and Rav Soloveitchik said, how can one be Masiach Das from Hashem Yisbarach? And it's Yadua that the Brisk HaRav, the father of Rav David Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik from Boston's uncle, that he lived with the following pasuk: Ein oy milvadoi. There's nothing in the world except Hashem Yisbarach. When the Brisk HaRav heard that the Russians had turned over Vilna, the Lithuanians, he immediately decided to flee to Vilna, and the Germans were all over the place, and they would shoot anyone who had a Jewish appearance, and they traveled, Brisk HaRav traveled for hours and hours, and every village had been decimated by bombs. And the Brisk HaRav continued to Vilna until they came, I believe, to the last kilometer near the Russian border, past Bialystok. They had to do it on foot. And the Brisk HaRav was not able to concentrate, he had time to say Kriya Shema. Everything was dangerous. And how was his life saved? By one pasuk. Ein Oyem Milvado. Which is the Yisod of Nefesh HaChayim. In Shar Gimel. Very good days. Chaim Halosh writes the following. Whenever a person is in danger, that should be the manifesto. There's no power in the world except Hashem Yisbarach. I annul every other thought in my heart. I pay no attention to any other koach in the world. I attach myself to Hashem Yisbarach. And many times the Brisk HaRav indicated he was almost caught by the Nazis. And the moment that happened, ain't no innovator. That is classic Brisk. And that's a hasda. A masera. Brisk is very into masera. They don't move from that which the father, grandfather, Brisk HaRav, Babu, Yosha Be'er, Rav Soloveitchik's cousin, a brother, Rav David Soloveitchik, who passed away a fair number of years ago, said the shir in the same tiny room that his father said the shir in. Masera. But Einon Lubato was essentially the soul they lived with. I'll just share with you a few other vignettes that relate to Rav David Soloveitchik and his father and his girl. I had a connection with Rav Paul Soloveitchik, his brother, and I've discussed this in the past. Won't go into it now. Also an unbelievable personality. They were not exactly in sync with the government of the state of Israel. That is the understatement of the year. And they battled to keep Torah institutions in this country free from what they considered to be corruptive associations with the secular government of Eretz Israel and its funding. And they refused to take not a shekel, not a nagora, not a lira, whatever the currency was at that time, from the state, from the government. They were kulo kodesh, complete kedusha, complete commitment to Hashem Yisbarach. Their dituk in mitzvahs is uncanny. Their precision in doing a mitzvah is beyond belief. A chumrah for them is not just to get there to protect the halacha. It's the essence of the halacha. Their standards of observance are demanding beyond demanding. By the way, this also was part of Rav Soloveitchik of Boston's life as well, except he kept well hidden. And a lot of it only emerged after his demise. And this is in every single area. The Seiros Nefesh from Shefa to Dalet Minyan. I can't begin to tell you what I heard about Rav David Soloveitchik regarding this matter, but he inherited it from his father, the Brisker, and he simply followed that tradition. Chumris and kashrus that were unbelievable, mind-boggling. Chumris and shmita, incredible. Every single area of halacha, looking to be mekayim the din, behidura, b'shechlula, b'shleimusa, and this applies not just in that area, but in chesed. Stories of the Rizkalav, and I also heard a number of stories about Abdullah Soloveitchik as well, unbelievable chesed with every single human being. I'll just mention one thing which to me always was striking. I heard from Rav Soloveitchik from Boston, so we should make the proper distinctions. He quoted from the Vilna Gaon, the Gaon Sotel Lamed, who taught him Cheder and taught him Albeit, probably when he was 3 years old. He stood over him, no, you know. So they asked the Gaon, what? Why are you standing up for this Malamed Cheder? So he said, because he was one of the few people who taught him Torah Semes. Ah, ba, go, ga, go, da. That was Vavito Shoten. The others he doesn't know, he wasn't sure. Later on, well, the Torah says, in order for Chinuch to be Tor, it has to be Kometz Aleph Bo, Kometz Beit Bo, that's brisk. In the Maserah of Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai, there was a letter that they circulated the name of Chaim Brisk, who's the grandfather of David Soloveitchik. There are many people who want to change the method of learning Aleph. Many people use all kinds of technology and all kinds of modern methodology. They felt this is a threat to Har Sinai. They want the Mesorah of Kedusha Tahara to remain the Dovei Zeres. No changes. There's a letter that was written by the Beis Halevi. A letter actually that someone wanted to make learning easier. That's what we do today, Baruch Hashem. We have many, many methodologies of trying to make learning easier. And the Beis Halevi said, undoubtedly, the author of this really had great intentions, but this is a deviation from Har Sinai. They were so committed to pure chinuch and to Taras HaKadosh, I can't even begin to describe. That kind of commitment was so far from this and so distant from it. But we're talking about people. I was actually in Rav David Soloveitchik's apartment, if you want to call it that. It was a room approximately 1/20th the size of this room. 1/20th. They lived with such pashtus and such tzniyus, such modesty. No materialism whatsoever. They had many campaigns. One of them in my days, when I was here in Israel, against autopsies. I can't describe that now. The whole family was involved, but especially Hagoyim of the Fall Salvation Zatzal, and I was connected with him a little bit. We did some interesting things. So, if one asks, why was Abdullah Soloveitchik Zeichet Rabbi Chisil Neshonim? The answer is, Kibra Olay. Unbelievable, mysterious little father to a mother. That's a school of Rabbi Chisil. So all these four Gedolei Yisrael were incredible models. All the Talmid Chacham Muflogim, each one of us should take one or two qualities that each one of these individuals possesses and try to emulate them. Uvay Sidbak is a din that one should be doming to Tamil Chacham. Uvay Sidbak leads to not just Dveikus Tamil Chacham, but ultimately Dveikus in Hashem Yitzbarach. And that's the goal of every yeshiva, of every Bet Torah, of Chacham Yisrael. Yehi Zichron Baruch.